Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 596. My name is Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello.
We're in the same thing as last week.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Dirt ball. Have you even washed it?
No. I'm sorry I didn't wash my suit like you and shrunk it like a moron.
I was telling Anna, I have to go to, you know, Christmas party season's coming up, and obviously happy Thanksgiving to everybody. But I don't have anything to wear because I got fatter. So I had to find some sort of, you know, clothing. And I do like to do the thrift store thing. Couldn't find anything that was holiday enough for me. Then I found on eBay, there's a company or a sweatshop. I don't know what's going on there, but some Chinese man made me a suit. They just asked for my height and weight, and I've sent them a few dimensions. This was back in October I did this. Mm-hmm. I got it today. It was a little tight in the jacket. Pants are good. I will say that. I don't know how they nailed those, but they do. Mm-hmm. Jacket's a little tight, but I put it in a wash. I took a risk because it was like $100. I took the risk. I didn't want to dry clean it because it's expensive to dry clean it. And it's, you know, am I going to get it by, you know, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Why don't you just hand wash it, bud? All right. Sorry. Finish the story.
No, I'm not hand washing it. I'm not. This isn't the after times. I have a washing machine and there's a delicate cycle on there. So I did. I put it in there. It looks fine. The jacket's even a little tighter than it was before, but it'll do. Here, let me show everybody. I'll put it on.
Not good.
Oh, it's very red. It kind of is clownish.
Well, I mean, that's the point, is it's festive.
But it's good.
Bro.
Corduroy red coat.
Remember that scene in Tommy Boy?
I didn't hear anything you just said.
Remember that scene in Tommy Boy?
Yes, it could happen because this is as far as I can raise my arms.
Yeah, that's not – when you tried it on off camera, you said that you're like, this is really tight.
It's a little tight.
It's a little tight. You don't put stuff in the dryer, bud.
Well, I didn't. I put it on very low. Very low because it had wrinkles. I washed it and then it had wrinkles, so I wanted to get the wrinkles out. So I just put it on very low. It's fine.
Why did you have to wash it at all? Was it bad?
Because, you, man, I don't know what they're spraying on this thing. Look, it just won't, I won't button it. You know, I can't.
You can't lift your arms. Now, mind you, I feel like this is the lesser issue. What about the pants?
Pants are good. Pants actually fit pretty good.
Well, you know why? You wear your pants like by your balls. Yeah. So all you have to do is just yank them down, and then you can have like a foot of your ass. Oh, sorry. Foot of your B8. Well,
buns.
Your buns. Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. But yeah, I just feel like this is well, a mess.
The pants have like an adjust. They even have the adjustable where they can make them a little bigger, or a little smaller with a little strap.
A drawstring?
No, it's not a drawstring. It's like a thing on the side of your pants that men have. You can make them a little bigger, a little smaller. You can tighten them up.
Like so it cinches?
Yeah. I'm not too worried about the pants. The pants are fine. Right. A little worried about the coat, but you know what I can always do? You know, cool guy, drape the coat over my shoulder the entire night and then just wear a shirt.
That defeats the whole purpose.
It does, but listen, this is what I've gotten myself into and I got to figure a way out. So I'm going to wear the tiny suit that I got from China. And I'm going to hope for the best. Maybe I'll lose weight before the party.
I don't see that.
What?
The party, isn't the party next week?
Yes.
That's you right. Think, hold on. You think you're going to be thinner after Thanksgiving?
I don't think that, but it could that happen. That
is delusional. That's delulu.
I had just said. I didn't think that. I'm just throwing it out there into the ether, and maybe whoever's listening, it is the holiday season now. God, talking to you, maybe you could just shrink me in a little bit so I could fit into the tiny Chinese coat that I got from a sweatshop on eBay.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I don't see that happening, but... you know, with God, all things are possible. So
that's right. That's what I always say. I mean, it's close enough to Christmas where it could be a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlikely, but hey, you never know. Well, welcome to the program. My name is Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel. If I didn't say that already, we do have a Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. We usually do extra time there. Full disclosure, we had to bank an episode because we're both not here for Thanksgiving. So, that's why Anna's wearing the same clothes.
Yeah. Although I'm not against, you know, wearing clothes over and over again, like every week.
Yeah.
You know, like we all have our best either t-shirts or shirts or jeans in rotation. We just wear them all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have a ton of clothes. I'm not really, you know, that I'm not really a materials gal. You know, right. I got maybe 3 pairs of pants. I got my gym clothes. I got like 1 pair of running shoes, 1 pair of sneakers, flip-flops, enough.
Yeah.
Do you need more? No.
I have a closet full of things and that I do not wear. In fact, I cleaned out my closet last year and it was like, this looks good. I had like 10 shirts, maybe total, a couple pairs of jeans, a couple pairs of sweatpants, and then I got my shorts, you know, put away. Then I started doing the thrifting thing, going to thrift stores, just jam-packed again with stuff I do not wear once again. But I also don't want to get rid of it. So I'm working on it slowly but surely. But it is an issue. Because I don't really care. That's why I needed to buy this suit. I couldn't find anything at thrift stores. I'm not paying for a suit. I'm not going to go to the store and buy a suit. So that I felt like this was a good alternative because they're not cheap. You know, they're pretty expensive overall. This was a good alternative. You know, granted, it's not perfect. The coat is a little small, but $100. And I'm covered.
Yeah, that's not bad. But also you ruined it. So it is bad.
Well, I didn't ruin it. Maybe I'll be slim next year. Slimmer. And then I'll be like, wow, this fits like a glove. You know, that could happen. That's a year away.
Could.
It could.
It could.
It might.
It should.
It should. All those things.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, so, dude.
Yeah.
Your birthday was yesterday.
That's right. Sure was.
41.
Thanks. Yeah. Feels good.
Can I tell you, good. I had a first kind of at work. Me and this girl have been beefing for probably about a month now.
Mm.
Which is fine. Like, whatever. But, you know, maybe I said some things about her. She said something that she made a menopause joke about me.
Is this a younger person?
Yes. And she's 22. Uh-huh. So it's like, whoa. Not only like am I getting older and I just, you know, and I know I'm not like old, but old enough for someone to like use it as to weaponize my age against me.
Sure.
You know, at first it was like she doesn't act her age. That's plenty fine. I could make the same argument against her. you know. And what's funny to me, I realized with like especially Gen Z, you know, people go, well, she's only 22. That's an adult.
Yeah.
That thing has been an adult for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to hear like she's just 20. She's just a kid. She's not a child. She's anything. She's a grown, full woman.
Let me push back a little bit, because okay, now that I am the ripe old age of 41, officially middle-aged, I got my hair cut yesterday and I was astonished by the amount of gray hair that I have now. You are a moron at 22. While you are legally an adult, you are far from it in your brain. And I don't think you really become an adult until probably around 30. That's when you're actually an adult.
Like, I understand what you're saying because you're young, but
your frontal lobe doesn't even develop until you're like 26 years old or something. And you got to give that some time to really function. And
okay. But I also just feel like 22 today wasn't 22 in 1940.
Well,
you know, I mean, you were 22 and you were a veteran from a world war.
Yeah.
Even when I was in Thailand like 15 years ago, which is disgusting to say out loud, I remember meeting 22-year-old Israeli sniper veterans. They just are built different. We were the same age. No, actually, this guy was a year younger than me. I remember talking to him. His name was Kafir. And he was like a jaded veteran of war. He was a sniper and he was 22. I was 23 and I was, you know, obviously far more immature, like maybe childlike than him. But at the end of the day, I just feel like we're making excuses. And this isn't to say like, oh, you maybe were in a relationship you shouldn't have been. We're talking about like basic human decency, and they're like, well, she's just 22. I'm like, she's not a toddler though.
That's true. That's true.
I'm not saying like, oh, you know, I made a few career lapses, or you know, maybe you had a relationship you shouldn't have been in. This is just like workplace decency.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should probably develop a lot earlier, just like respect for coworkers,
your elders. You are her elder by a lot.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on? What is she picking on you?
No. So we work as a team. Yeah. And I was just given a lot of work, not because I wasn't doing my job, but the stores I was in charge of initially just required a lot more assistance than the stores that she was assigned initially. So it wasn't like someone divvied up this work evenly. It's kind of just a crapshoot, right? And this was probably about a month ago. We were told we needed to get like all this work done by the end of the day. And I like laughed. I'm like, there's no way I can do this today. Maybe if it's like two full days of work, I can accomplish this on my own. But I need to like outsource some help. So I'm looking around. First off, a senior member of our team came up to me and asked why the people over there were like watching cartoons and Netflix. And the people on like our side were like going crazy with work. And I go, well, that's interesting. We're drowning in work. And those people who is like, let's just call them team two. Many of them are much younger than the rest of us, but they were literally watching anime, and it's not like maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I literally peeked my head over and saw with my own two eyes. So I just messaged this woman on Teams like, hey, can you help me with a few things? I'm going to assign them to you. I kind of had already assigned them to her and then asked if she could help thereafter. And she, of course, was like, sure, no problem. So she did about maybe like 7 out of the 10 things I asked. And then she just started kicking the work back to me.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can like assign it. And so if she signed it back to me and she's like, sorry, I can't do this. My computer's too slow. I go, that's okay. My computer's slow as well. And I have like 20 more of these. Could you just like, just finish them when you have time? And I knew that she had 3 more hours to work there. I know her shift. And so I sent it back to her, and then she sent it back to me. And so I got up and I went, I tapped her on the shoulder. I said, why do you keep kicking these back to me? She's like, that's not my work. That's your work. I go, okay. Yeah. We're a team. And our manager asked us to like have this done by the end of the day. So I'm just trying to accomplish that objective. She goes, that sounds like it's your problem, not my problem. I go, it's kind of our problem. And I go, listen, if you were like, I go, we're drowning over there. And I'm like, you're watching cartoons and playing games. I can, it's on your screen right now. She goes, it's like, that's none of your business. I go, well, I mean, you clearly have the time. You're not really being a team player. We're going back and forth.
Are you this person's superior?
Or no, we're just coworkers. Yeah. No. We're the same. But I'm just like, what are you doing? You know, sort of thing. Cause like you've asked people for help and people have helped you when you needed help. So we need help. And you're just like literally told me to hip off. So she just totally crashes out and it was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not engaging in this. And then within 10 minutes, I had a call from like my boss going, what's going on? And I'm like,
young lady.
I wasn't even going to tattle on her. And I just go, I think it might be a generational thing. And so she completely crashed out and just like she kicked me out of a group chat like on Teams. It was just really like crazy behavior. But anyways, she's gone. Today was her last day. But forgot where this was going. But yeah, just being 22. And people were like making excuses for her, like, she's just 22. I'm like, who cares? She's a demon from hell. But anyway, she is gone. And, you know, and I hate saying this, and maybe I needed more Christ in my life, but I was like, if she got hit by like a bus.
You would be thankful. It is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, a little bit. But she was the one that was like, well, she doesn't act her age. And she's like, she's probably going through menopause. And I'm like, I guess she's just trying to like, she knows that age is important. Like women are sensitive about that.
Yeah.
And so she just tried to do that. But I mean, which is fine.
And it worked.
No, not really. No, it was just the first, it was just more, it was like a moment where I'm like, I know I'm not young, but I didn't think it would be weaponized. But again, I was also talking to another coworker where Gen Z thinks like if you're 30, you're an unk.
Yeah.
So I'm like well past the unk age. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I tried to latch on like an infant child to a teat of someone else's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But I now have to host it.
Are you going to be stoned while you're hosting it? It seems like a lot of people. Oh. I can't get this article, but you said you read it.
Okay. I read most of it. It was just basically talking about the cousin walk, where if someone like goes to get ice, or they go on, hey, do you want to go on a walk? And they come back and they're just like laughing at your jokes. Mm-hmm. It was basically saying it's not you. It's they're high. So yeah. Don't think highly of yourself. They're just high, essentially.
It's well known, you know, that walk. It's been a thing even before now. But I mean, pot is essentially legal basically everywhere. I mean, you know, it's either medical or in some states it's fully legal. And if not, you just do it the old fashioned way and you just buy it on the street or from a friend or whatever. But it's definitely gone up, I think. Do you think it's more than 50%? I think it's probably always been that way.
50% of what?
People, you know.
Oh, getting. Oh, I wouldn't say 50. Of people
smoke weed in the country.
50? I mean, does that include old people and kids? Of like, just say adults?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Is it that high? I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't, you know what it is? I don't like weed culture. Much like I don't like gym culture.
Yeah.
The gym culture of today sucks. I don't like it.
Recent polling indicates, I'm surprised it's this low, 15 to 17% of U.S. adults currently are smoking marijuana, and about 50%, there we go, have tried it at least once in their lifetime. And it is a noticeable increase from a decade ago. I thought it was way more. It seems like everybody's smoking.
Yeah. Not, I don't know. You don't love it, right? No.
I mean, I was a pothead, you know, in my 20s, I would say, but I didn't really start until college, up until about 24, 25. Mm. And that's when I started to do stuff. Started the podcast. I started, God, it was that long ago. Maybe it was a little older than that, but not much. And then, like, the radio thing started to happen. And I was like, maybe I'll just not do this for a while. And now I, much like you, I kind of, I don't really like the culture of anything. People who are too into anything annoy me. If you're a Disney person, weed person, whatever, white reggae band person, which kind of falls into the weed, you know, it's a weird.
That's an interesting question. Like, what culture do you like, or like subculture do you like?
I can't really think of any. Fandom is embarrassing.
Say I like jujitsu culture.
Okay.
But
that's nerdy.
It kind of is. It's kind of like a bunch of nerds and dads.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. Like, getting too into anything can be culty. Like you said, being a fan of even a team. I find them to be obnoxious. I guess it's like, if you're interested in it, you think it's cool. But if you're not, you're like, that sucks and it's stupid.
There's certain ones like, what's that band, the hippie band, Fish and Grateful Dead. There's like those subcultures, and they're different, but they're kind of in the same group. And then there's like Tool. People are into that band Tool. Those are all cringe in my point of view. But maybe I'm just afraid to, you know, join a fandom like that. I don't even like I like sports and I like watching Bucks games and stuff, but you see a dude with a Bucks flag tattooed on his calf, and that just makes my skin, you know, shrivel.
Yeah.
Whenever I see something like that, that's so embarrassing to have that tattooed on you. Or if you have a superhero, I'm probably alienating a lot of our audience right now. I gotta say, the ones that do list, the 100 or 200 that we have, probably 100 of them are like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So sorry,
guys.
But yeah, when you're just super into anything, like at Disney, like as a Disney people, whatever, they're just, it's embarrassing.
Among the worst. Yeah.
Should be ashamed of yourself. But I guess a lot of people are going to be smoking weed this Thanksgiving, which that's cool. Good luck with that. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
No. I'm doing one foul swoop in when I go to the Holy Land. And that's what everyone is getting, whatever I pick up there.
You're going to shop local, if you will.
Yeah. And I just think I'm going to try not to get like corny souvenirs, but I want to get people some like nice stuff.
Right. So. Well, a lot of people are doing online shopping. I kind of started mine already. I'm not really buying people's stuff, though, because I don't want really anything. I'm an adult. Anything that I want to buy, I tend to just buy myself. So I don't buy me anything. But I do like, a nice meal or, you know, some drinks, some beverages, stuff like that. So I tend to do gift cards to restaurants and stuff like that. I think that's nice.
Okay. Yeah.
That was very matter of fact. Okay.
Okay. We could do that.
Yeah.
We could do that. I'm not going to go to Israel and get you a gift card to Bonefish Grill.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to speak to me. I don't want to give some, you know, cheap trinket. I'm really lucky that my dad is taking care of this trip completely, and we have a place to stay for 10 days at a friend's house. So my dad was like, you know, obviously paid for my flight. He's like, don't worry about food. And I was like, all right, I'm going to just ball out on gifts like for people. So that's my goal, is to just shop till I drop.
That's good. I mean, that's kind of fun too, because it's stuff that's out of the, it's not from Amazon.com or Walmart or whatever. It's something from another place that's exotic. So it'll be, it'll be cool. I'm sure you'll find a bunch of cool stuff there. But if you are shopping online, which I am, for a few things, it's that time of year where people are already doing it, but and thankfully, I don't know what your neighborhood's like, but mine's pretty good. I'm like right on the outskirts of like, I live in like a walled community kind of, and the riffraff is just outside the walls. So here it's pretty decent here. I'm saying that out loud, and I'll probably be mugged and robbed as soon as I leave the house again, but it's pretty good here. So I haven't had to deal with porch pirates or anything, but a lot of people do. And here's some tips.
Friday week starts Thursday, which means we're going to be getting a lot of packages in the mail. But you're not the only one who's looking forward to these deliveries. So are the crooks. We've seen it happen time and time again. A stranger runs onto a porch, snatches a package that was just delivered, and takes off. The theft happening in mere seconds. The crime definitely ramps up during the holidays. In fact, 1 in 4 Americans has had a package stolen.
I gotta say, a lot of white people stealing on here. Have you noticed that?
No. You're gonna say that on Radio St. Pete?
That's literally what the video showed.
Yes, of course. I was thinking the exact same thing.
I'm just saying, whatever. I'm just saying it's a lot of videos of white people.
Listen, this is controversial. Yeah. What if they're like just using that footage and just people that live there, like moving it or like putting it in their house and like, look at all these porch pirates. It's like, I don't think I believe you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying that other people do it. I'm just saying I'm surprised that there hasn't been much diversity in this video. That's all I'm saying. It's all pictures of white people stealing porch pirates. That's all. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm. Experts say most thefts happen between noon and 6 p.m., the common time people are at work. If you're expecting a package and won't be home, there are several things to do in hopes of preventing yourself from becoming a victim. Set up delivery alerts so you know exactly when a package is delivered. That way you can ask a neighbor to grab it for you immediately. Speaking of neighbors, you could even arrange to have the packages delivered to somebody else who's home during the day. If neither of those are possible, you can have the postal service hold your mail until you can stop by to grab it. There are also things you can buy to help keep your products safe. Some people are turning to lockboxes or bins you install on your porch. Delivery drivers simply put the package in there and out of the way of potential thieves until you can bring the item safely inside. Many people also have doorbell cameras to record whatever happens. That way, if you do become a victim, the footage could possibly help.
There's no way. Even if you got somebody on footage and you send that to the police, you think they're going to get on it right away? I think they have bigger fish to fry right now.
No, but
yeah.
I wish they'd be like, I have some advice. How about you move? No, but obviously that's not an option for many, many people.
Yeah. So it looks like nice neighborhoods. I mean, I think people travel to nice neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's also a thing.
And I think that's kind of the good thing, you know, where I'm at. Like I said, I don't really know what your neighbor, I've been to your house, but I don't know what your neighborhood's like.
My neighborhood is great.
Yeah. So you might get some porch pirates, some people.
We have the opposite problem. So like, for example, something was delivered to my house that was supposed to be delivered to my next door neighbor. So I like walked over and delivered it to them, you know, nice. We have a very nice neighborhood. So
yeah, that's good. Well, I think we're in a crappy enough neighborhood that it's unlikely to happen. If that makes sense, because I think people go to the rich neighborhoods to get the good stuff. There's never anything in the Amazon. Like, I don't order good stuff on Amazon. It's always like supplements or soap, stuff like that. It's never anything that I don't think anybody would really want.
Right.
Nothing valuable. But I don't know. So I guess be careful this year while you're online shopping. And you're going to be gone, right, Anna? You're not coming back until when?
I leave on the 29th of November, get back on December 10th. Okay. And then I'm leaving TBD. And then I'm coming back on the 30th from California. I've only scheduled half of my flight, which is kind of odd. I'm the second half. So I know when I'm coming home from California. I don't know when I'm going to California. I'm in a weird predicament where, you know, obviously flights and things like that, I'm trying to find the best deal, but also my mom doesn't listen to this, so it's fine. But my mom's husband doesn't want me in his house.
Why?
Just because, and it's not just me, it's just people.
You don't change the clothes.
I totally get that.
You wear the same clothes over and over again.
Maybe that's why. Like, this smelly broad. No, he just doesn't listen. I get it. You know, you don't like guests, okay? And he's let it be known either mostly, I don't know, mostly through my mom, but like sometimes he gets like, it's not mean, but he's just like, I don't think so. Like, instead of being like, I don't want you, I'd rather have someone go like, I don't like people here versus like, no, you're not. No, nothing. He'll insult you like with a smile kind of, you know? So it's uncomfortable because I don't want to be somewhere where like, I'm not welcome. Like, it doesn't make me feel good to like be in your space. You're like, oh, I don't want you here. And I'm like, I don't want to be here if you don't want me here. So I'm trying to balance this. Like, I'm going to be home for 8 days, but I'm trying to be like with my mom for a significant amount of time. But then for Christmas Eve, my dad wants me Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've just like assumed I'll just be with my dad the rest of the time. But that's not very nice because I just spent 10 days with my dad, 11 days with my dad in Israel. So I'm trying to spend more time with my mom. But if I stay 5 days with my mom, that's not going to fly with her husband.
Well, mom needs to get involved with her hubby. I wish we would have gotten to this earlier because this is kind of juicy, fun talk.
We can talk a little. We'll do 10 more minutes.
We can't.
All right. Right. That's right. Yeah. I can give you an update when I return.
Yeah, we'll do that. I guess we'll have maybe one more for the year. And then I know that you're traveling a lot. I'm traveling a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess maybe we'll have one more before the closing of the year. We usually shut down anyways last 2 weeks and enjoy the Christmas time and New Year and all that. But anyway, hopefully we'll talk to you at least one more time.
Yeah, I should be back between December 15th and 19th that week. I can do a podcast.
Okay. All right. We'll plan on that. And, I guess safe travels, Anna.
Happy birthday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. All that stuff. And we'll talk to you soon. WillsYouTube.com and Substack, hmbradio.substack.com, 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy holiday. Let's have some fun. Let's eat some food. Let's not disown our relatives over politics. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.